Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Developments in Bahrain, Yemen, and other Islamic countries must not be allowed to turn into a sectarian conflict. The events taking place one after the other in the Islamic world over the last few months are extraordinary developments that all Muslims must think about deeply. Muslims for decades have been oppressed by means of anti-democratic methods. Muslims living in hunger and poverty because of unjust income distribution and being prevented from living by their faith have risen up against decades of continued repression and have become instrumental in regime changes in Tunisia and Egypt. One can view the lifting of pressure on Muslims and steps towards democratization as being reasons for rejoicing. However, they are not sufficient in bringing about the peace, security, and well-being that we hope for. In order for liberty, peace, and security to replace the repression that has persisted for years in many Islamic countries, it is essential for people to follow the path revealed by Allah in the Quran and shown by our Prophet. Our Prophet, alayhi salamu, foretold that events would take place one after the other. Our Prophet, alayhi salamu, warned the Ummah and prepared them for this important period by comprehensively describing the events in detail that will take place in the end times. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salamu, spoke of every one of the events that will take place in this time and told Muslims what to do to overcome them. He said that the waters of the Euphrates would be stopped, that blood would be shed at the Kaaba, that Iraq and Afghanistan would be invaded, and that there would be lunar and solar eclipses in the month of Ramadan. Our Prophet also informed his Ummah about the appearance of Halley's Comet and the Comet Lulin. He foretold that Muslims would be leaderless, that cruel rulers would inflict suffering on Muslims, and that the Islamic world would be taken captive. He spoke of the corruption that would start in one place as it ended in another, that there would be wars and slaughter, and that there would be a rise in earthquakes and natural disasters. Our Prophet stated that these events would happen one after the other. He stated that when these things began, the time of the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salamu, one of his descendants, would be close at hand. You can read more about the hadith and the events taking place at www.endoftimes.net. He said that believers who realized that the Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salamu, had come, when they see these events beginning, must seek that blessed individual out, strive to locate him under all conditions, and come together under his spiritual leadership. By Allah's leave, the hadiths of the end of times, taking place one after the other, as of Hijri 1400, prove undeniably that we are living in the age described of by the Prophet, alayhi salam. What needs to be done, therefore, is to follow the path shown by our Prophet, alayhi salamu, and make the finest preparations for the Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salamu. In speaking of their desire for the tyrants to leave and putting an end to the oppression, Muslims must also express their demand to see Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salamu, and for the unification of the Islamic world. It is essential for Muslims who want pharaohs and nimrods to go to want to see Abrahams appear. Those who want an end to the cruelty of the way of the Antichrist or the Dajjal must also want the beauty, love, and affection of the way of the Mahdi alayhi salamu to rule. If Muslims are not united as Allah commands them to be in the Quran, if they ignore all the portents taking place as foretold by our Prophet, alayhi salamu, and if they regard these things as political and social developments, then they cannot attain the success and joy they long for. It is the system of the Mahdi, alayhi salamu, and the Islamic Union that will be instrumental in bringing Muslims happiness in these end of times. Muslims must strengthen their spirit of unity and ally themselves around the truth. As all these events take place, Muslims must not forget the important fact that all people who say La ilaha Muhammadan Rasulullah are brothers. At this time, when Muslims have no spiritual leaders and rivers of their blood are being shed, unity of brotherhood and the union of all Muslims are of the very greatest importance. It is impossible for one Muslim to leave another in difficulty in the face of oppression, no matter what the individual sect, ideas, or group membership may be. Muslims must always remember our Prophet alayhi salamu's words that a Muslim never allows another Muslim to be oppressed and never leaves him in danger. A Muslim is always aware that he must want the best for his brothers in the faith. He must think of them as he thinks of himself. He must respond with patience, love, and affection whenever a dispute arises. A Muslim must therefore desire liberty, ease, comfort, well-being, and security for all Muslims, as well as for himself. Ideas such as long as we are all right, or as long as we ourselves have freedom, are incompatible with Quranic moral values. The morality of the Quran insists that Muslims must desire and bring about a decent quality of life for all, no matter what their faith, religion, or race may be. Muslims have an obligation of conscience to desire ease, security, and peace for all Muslims who share the same book, Prophet, and Allah. It is very important to bear these facts in mind when analyzing the events of recent days. Rulers, be they Shiite, Sunni, Jafari, or Wahhabist, must strive to ensure equal opportunities, peace, and happiness for all Muslims. If Shiites cannot live at ease under a Sunni regime, or if Sunnis are not at peace under Shiite leadership, then this is a sign of flaws in the application of the moral values of the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet alayhi salam. Everyone in an administration run by Islamic moral values is in position in order to serve, and has a responsibility to ensure that everyone is treated as a first-class citizen. It is unacceptable to put down the legitimate demands of the people and to seek to block them by force. In particular, Allah will never approve of such oppression and force being directed against a specific group, sect, or idea. Therefore, our hope is for Muslims to live pleasant lives. Be they Shiites, Sunnis, Wahhabists, or Jafaris, in all Islamic countries, particularly Yemen and Bahrain, one must also bear in mind and be aware of the fact that those wishing to disseminate discord among Muslims may also be making plans to set brother against brother. Events in Bahrain and Yemen must not be allowed to turn into conflicts of brother against brother. The strategies of those who wish to set Muslims who share in the same love of Allah, His Book and His Prophet alayhi salamu, against one another must be thwarted.
www.harunyahya.com